Kol HaLashon, the entire Torah, everywhere.
One of the great yesidus of the Tanya is that intuitively the neshama of a Jew, which is a chelik alakayim imal, has a tremendous, unexplainable, natural love of the Creator. It's not because of das that he ever pondered and thought about it. Just intuitively, by default, he has this tremendous love of his Creator. It comes from Chochmah, the frequency of Chochmah, which is above fleshed out understanding that's broadened through Bina and then solidified through Das. Rather, it's a flash that he can't even explain why. It's just intuitively and naturally Nishmas Yisrael feels this tremendous love of Hashem. But that could mean just love without translating into controlling yourself from doing Averis or activating the person to do mitzvahs. It's just an undefined love. He just loves his Creator. He experiences him intuitively. But in order to draw that down into your cognition, and that should arouse you to control yourself from averus and to activate you to do mitzvahs, that takes the person to stretch that love, that unexpressed and undefined love, and understand that this love obligates him, and he has to stretch that love into helping him not to do averus and to do mitzvahs. Another very famous yesod of the Tanya is that because of this intuitive love of Hashem and the fact that he believes in Hashem's existence, the default of a Jew is that he'll allow himself to get killed rather than to deny Hashem's existence. It seems from the Tanya that although simplistically he's saying that because Nishmas Yisrael has an awareness of the oneness of Hashem, therefore, to outright deny the existence of Hashem is something that he simply intuitively cannot do. But then, to convert to Islam, for example, he wouldn't have to allow himself to get killed intuitively because he's not denying the oneness of Hashem. So it seems that he's stretching this idea to a lot further than just simply denying Hashem. But rather, the entire system of the Tanya expresses the fact that denial of Hashem, once you understand that the Torah is the Chachma of Hashem, so to deny any part of the Torah is also a way that the Neshama, Nishmas Yisrael, is bound up with the Torah, also intuitively, and to deny the truths of the Torah mitzvahs of the revelation at Sinai is also against the simple intuition of a Nishmas Yisrael.
Kol HaLashon.
And we only really know Hashem through the revelation, and therefore to deny any part of that revelation somehow is also included in this intuitive Mesiras Nefesh, which still needs some more clarification. If a person could create wings of love and fear of Hashem, which are the two wings that elevate the energy of the mitzvahs to the Olam HaBriya, to the sphere, to the frequency of Olam HaBriya, those wings are created only through Seichel, through a Hava V'Yiras Sichli, that he's Misbeinen B'Seichel. And that taps into the world of Bria, the power of Seichel, and he ponders the oneness of Hashem, how Hashem permeates everything, And therefore that energizes him to stay away from things that disconnect him from Hashem, which are the Averis, and activates him to do the mitzvahs of Torah mitzvahs, which bound him with Hashem. So it comes out that the love that was burning in his heart and flamed up his heart aroused the Ahava V'Yireh. And since the heart is what energizes the entire Nefesh HaChiyuni, the Nefesh HaBahami, that elevates everything that was done in that action and is Mekadosh, the energy of the physicality of his guf, which in turn elevates the entire part of creation, which is bound up with his Shoresh Neshama, and it's Mekadosh, that part of creation. But if the Ahava V'Yireh wasn't strong enough, stemming from the heart, and it's only in his mind that he has this awareness of Hashem, and that gets him to do Torah mitzvahs, but it's only Ahava V'Yireh sichli, not emotional Ahava V'Yireh. So it's not from the, it's not into the heart, it's only b'machshavah. So there's a chiddush, the machshava toiva, Kadosh Baruch Hu mitzarfu lemaise. The Eibishter takes that detached, unemotional Ahava V'Yireh and connects it to the Olam HaMaise and elevates it to the Olam HaBriah. The Tanya holds very strongly that it's important not just the dibur to learn Torah, but to have the Torah engraved in your neshama, in your machshava, you actually know the Torah, because the Torah is the greatest bond, because Hashem's Chochmah and himself are the same. And although it trickled down into the physical world in the form of stories and halachas, but it's the etzem Chochmah shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem created the world with those energy sources called the letters of the Torah, as the Ramban explains in the Hakdama. And the three malbushim that are malbush, the nefesh eloiki, is through machshava, having the thoughts of Torah in your head, and diburei Torah, and maisei amitzvus. Machshava diba maisa, the three malbushim with the nefesh, is nislabish, and expresses itself, either by machshava, or by dibur, or by maisa. And when the entire nefesh is wrapped around with tayag mitzvahs, b'maise, u'b'machshova, u'b'dibur, and the nefesh is wrapped around with Hashem, tzrura b'tzrura chayim es Hashem mamish, and the light of Hashem is surrounding it, and malbish the entire nefesh. And on the flip side, chas v'sholem, if a person thinks forbidden thoughts, or speaks forbidden diburim, or does forbidden actions, then he takes the nefesh habahami, and he plugs it into malbushim of machshava diba maisa of tumah, or at least not of holiness. And he says every simple machshava that's not for holiness is automatically sitra achra. Every dibur which isn't for holiness is pulling the neshama, is taking the nefesh abahami. Instead of elevating the nefesh abahami, it's putting it deeper into gashmias and into tumah. I will end with another two famous in Yonim from the Tanya. Why Kas is so terrible is the first. He says Kas is terrible because everything is controlled by Hashem. And it seems that the Tanya learns that even the Baal Bechira, even the person who has free choice, can't do anything to a person, sort of like the Chavis Alvavis says, unless it's Nigzim and Hashemayim. And therefore, getting the Kas is somehow denying the Inoid Milvadoi, that Hashem is the one that's allowing him to do what he's doing of the Kim Amalei Kalev. And actually Hashem is giving him chiyus, an existence, to do the harm to you. And therefore everything is only Hashem. And therefore getting angry, who are you getting angry at? Everything that's happening to you is only Hashem. So how are you getting angry? Nothing is going outside of Hashem's plan. So there's nobody to get angry at. And another fascinating thing is, he says that doing Torah mitzvahs and davening is actually mesiris nefesh mamish, because you're abandoning your guf, and you're not thinking about your guf. You're not thinking about physicality. That's death. His lashon is esik atayru mitzvus vatfilu gam kein inyan mesiris nefesh mamish. So he says, it's mamish mesiris nefesh. It's an unbelievable thing that when you're davening, you're literally in a state of mesiris nefesh. You're learning you're in a state of mesiris nefesh.
Kol HaLashon, a whole world of quality content.